Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Giblets and Germs, it is the one, the only, Brian freaking Rails, who else? And Granny Holzer will be joining us shortly, folks. An Evolution for the Ages, Revolver, Tales from the Ring, and SummerSlam. Oh my! There's a lot of stuff going on in professional wrestling, folks. And first off, first things first, if you haven't already done so, you need to go to monsterfactory.org, check out the Super Camp coming up in September, Jerry Briscoe, Punishment Martinez, the world-famous owner, trainer, and head coach at the world-famous Monster Factory in Paulsboro, New Jersey, a play on words, folks. Go to eventbrite.com, $100 for your ticket right now. Sleep at the Monster Factory or get a hotel and spend more money than you don't have. But the point is, go to monsterfactory.org right now. Get your tickets because you will learn a lot. I went with Kurt Gannon, a good friend of mine. We had a blast. Learned a lot. And learning for us and learning in anything in professional wrestling is a must. So long story short, folks, go to monsterfactory.org. Spots are filling up soon. You know, if you want to enroll in the school, contact Monster Factory at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. for any direct questions regarding the school and the tuition. If you have any questions, contact the number on the website directly. If you have any questions and you live in the New Jersey area or you live in the East Coast, closest to Monster Factory, however far out you are, just go. Take the opportunity. Learn. I mean, I'm going to say this nicely, folks, before Granny gets on. You go to Monster Factory, you will learn a lot. You won't just learn in one day. You'll take some stuff in and you just keep learning. That's the beauty of professional wrestling. Anyways, folks, let's dive into the subject, shall we? Evolution is a pay-per-view that was created by Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. And I got to say, I'm excited to see Trish Stratus, Lita, Melina might be coming back, Jacqueline, Terry Runnels, a whole list, a slew of women that have really helped pave the way for the women's movement in professional wrestling, and I cannot wait. So I'm excited. I know Granny's excited. I know a lot of people are excited. So here's the thing, folks. What you got to do is tune into the WWE Network. If you haven't already done so, it's free your first month, so you not only get Evolution, well, that is, if you sign up in September, you would get it free. Depending on when and where, if you sign up on the 28th, you get a full month free, plus that pay-per-view, plus all the sub-pay-per-views are almost out of the way before Survivor Series. But coming up, folks, SummerSlam. That is also a pay-per-view coming up, but that's not my main focus, even though I will, for the first time, be going to the Raw and SmackDown Live after said SummerSlam. There's some concerns of mine, not really, about WWE SummerSlam. I mean, I got NXT TakeOver to look forward to. I have no clue what the fate of the Women's Championship is going to be. I am excited to see Tommaso Ciampa, probably for the umpteenth time, go at it with Johnny Gargano. That's fine. I love watching those two fight. Seen it since PWG. I've seen it in the early days of NXT when Gargano got turned on by Ciampa and take over Philadelphia for Royal Rumble this year. I got to say, folks, it's really cool to be able to go to these events, to be able to actually see these pay-per-views, these events, Alive in Wrestling. And I know I'm swerving all over the place subject-wise, but Here's the thing, folks. I got a lot on my plate. I'm busy. That's the life of professional wrestling. And what you're going to do, Brohams and whomever listening, by the way, I say what you're going to do, because our resident co-host, Granny Hulkster, is live and on the air with us, ladies and gents. I finally started a podcast on time due to my schedule not being so freaking fracking flipping crazy. Granny Hulkster on the line, folks.
Well, hello, B-Train, and how is everybody doing out there in Radio Land this fine Monday afternoon?
We are doing excellent, Granny, because even though my Yankees are losing, in Radio Land, I got a lot of fans from the Bleachers listening in on this episode today. We are doing fine because SummerSlam weekend is about to be apparent next week, folks. They are having Cricket Wireless signings, AJ Styles, and I believe, I forget who else is going to be at the signings, but the Cricket Wireless, if you haven't done so, it is free. You can stand outside this neighborhood in Brooklyn at your local Cricket. You can take a picture. Gimmicks are $5. I've been through this routine before. I took a picture with Dolph Ziggler. My phone died right after. So, point is, folks, it's Granny. Long-winded answer. It's gonna be. It's been fun because I've been preparing for a lot of stuff. I'm going to Memphis this weekend with Kurt Gannon. I will not be at WFC, unfortunately. But you know what? Suplexes for more in Memphis. I mean, I cannot wait. This is gonna be a lot of fun. I have. This is the most traveling I've done all year, Granny, to tell you the truth, as far as a wrestling fan. I've never ventured out as much as I did. I went to Oskaloosa for CEW this past weekend. Kurt made his debut for Central Empire States Wrestling. So a lot is going on in the month of August, and it's going to keep continuing in the month of September, and it's going to keep continuing in the month of October. And as far as December goes, I think that's the break for good old Brian Rails. Because,
well, isn't Kurt... Okay, Kurt's not coming back to WFC till September. Right?
Correct.
So are you going to be with him in September when he comes?
I should be able to. I mean, it depends on my work schedule. It's been, like I said, work and my wrestling schedule. Sometimes it... clashes and sometimes it doesn't. So I should be able to, most likely. I mean, normally I have my normal 2 days off, so I should be good to go.
Yeah, because the WFC show in September, I believe, is September 15th.
Well, Granny, I'm going to Detroit because our podcast officially got invited to Detroit, Granny. Our show, like the likeness of it, we got invited to Motor City, which is awesome because Sirius Radio, I met with them in L.A., I met with them in Detroit last year. It wasn't a big to-do, but actually I got a lot of listens because they're like, oh, you're in L.A., oh, you're in Detroit. It's because when you network your show, ladies and gentlemen, the proper way and not like an asshole like some shows would do. I'm not saying that some shows are jerks, but when you do this long enough, you learn ways to market. And so I got attention from a show in Detroit, and they said, hey, do you want to come in our studio for an interview to see if you can hack it? And I said, what, jaw-jacking about wrestling? Sure, I'll gladly do a show with you guys. So that is where I'll be in November, and I know that has nothing to do with September, but I love my weekends to spend time with my brother. And we're not related name-wise, folks, but when you're in wrestling, there's such a thing as a fraternity. And when Kurt has a booking, I don't mind going because it takes me away from all the bullshit. So it's going to be a lot of fun. WFC, Granny, I had a blast. That was so much fun.
Well, we have one coming up this week in Claremore at the Claremore Community Center, the Fight for Steven, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome show. Can't wait.
You know, folks, we kind of try and extend an invitation to Mr. Rockwell. I did just, like I said, I extended the olive branch, Granny, so we'll see what Tim has on his plate. He's a very, very
busy
man.
I know today is his last day of vacation before he goes back to work. So I know he's probably getting very busy getting ready for WFC this weekend. So, yeah, he carries a full boatload on his plate, my friends. I mean, anytime you deal with you're the promoter, owner, founder of such a huge organization like Wrestling for a Cause has become, you stay very busy. And, you know, the week of the shows, I tell you, and I know this for a fact because I've known Tim Rockwell a long time. He is focused on what he needs to do for WFC. I mean, it's all about, I mean, the week of the show, man, he starts, I mean, he's preparing all the time, but the week of the event is a very busy time for this man. I mean, I know that for a fact. So, but yeah, he would be awesome because I know he had made a comment on Facebook about wanting to get on some podcasts to talk about the history of WFC and what it's been doing and what it does. And I think he would be an awesome guest for this podcast.
I think so too, Gray, but we're going to move things forward. No offense. We got an all women's pay-per-view coming up in October. And like we discussed, Granny and I discussed the importance of this pay-per-view, not just for women, but for also men, because yes, they have groups in wrestling like Shimmer and they've got a show called Glow, but let me just inform you that it's nothing against Shimmer, because that's where Lynch and them came from, some of the women. But Granny, this pay-per-view for WWE, including all the women, not just Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Naomi, and Bayley and Sasha, the four horsewomen, this pay-per-view is going to include the likes of Trish Stratus, Melina, Victoria, all the women that have helped pave the way for women's wrestling in general. Some of them are not alive, and it would have been awesome to have Sensational Sherry and Luna Vachon and Aja Kong and all the women, Bertha Faye, because, Granny, women's wrestling really hasn't been taken seriously until now. And I think what Triple H and Stephanie did was open a whole new portal for women's wrestling.
I agree.
Not only is it just the main roster folks, this is also NXT, the women from the Mae Young Classic, Toni Storm, Piper Niven, Mercedes Martinez, Bianca Belair, Lacey Evans, some of these women who just, you know, are like they're pioneers in their own way. But I believe, because we're just going to touch on this briefly, I believe that an all women pay-per-view is beneficial for the crowd, because we're so used to seeing them and just, this is a women's division match. Used to be, this is a special attraction, bra and panties, and you'd hear Jerry Lawler screech at the top of his voice, "Woohoo, puppies!" and now it's nothing against Jerry, because we all love him and God bless his soul, man. I feel bad for him. And Granny, I gotta mention this on air. Did you happen to catch what New Jack posted on social media?
No, I don't believe I did.
Well, this is a little idiot. New Jack's not too bright, ladies and gents. He's from his ECW days. And I'm going to say this in hopes that there is security following me, because the man scares me. He's one of the few men that actually legit scares good old B-Train because of his... I'm bipolar, Granny, but this fucker, I swear, he takes it to a whole new level. He said on Twitter that maybe Jerry Lawler should kill himself, because his son killed himself. Do the world a favor and kill yourself, because you're a piece of shit. And I go, wow, dude, that brings me to the affirmation of, please don't say stupid shit over social media, because a lot of people in the community, Granny, laid into him. And I'm glad they did, because Jerry's already dealing with investigating what really killed his son, and now he had to deal with New Jack being a moron.
Well, I tell you, people like that, it's probably a good thing that I did not see that, because I have personally met Jerry Lawler on several different occasions, and he's a very nice person, and he does not deserve to have anybody, I don't care who they are, say those type of things.
It was, Granny, I read the tagline on Twitter, and I was going to leave a comment, but I thought otherwise, because I'm just going to let everybody else rip him apart, simply because when you're on a podcast, you're known to some people, not a lot, and our podcast is getting there. By the way, Granny, well, I have a shout-out, random shout-out to our fans. We have fans from the Philippines now. We have fans from Latvia, Portugal, UK, Japan. I'm amazed at how many people have paid attention to our shows. It may not be many numbers, but thank you guys so much for listening to The Craziness with Granny Hulkster and myself. We love you guys. Shout-out to you guys listening to the show today. But, yeah, I saw that on social media, and I was like, man, of all people, why would you diss? Why would you diss? Why would you disrespect Jerry Lawler?
Go ahead.
Like, why would you disrespect Jerry Lawler? That's kind of the thing that baffles my mind. He just lost somebody, and you have the nerve, New Jack, to sit there and babble your mouth on social media. It's like a babbling brook with you. First, it was the shoot on Vic Grimes, and not just Vic Grimes, man. I've known of New Jack's career since I used to watch ECW. And the man, I will not ever, ever talk to in public unless I'm by police, unless I'm by somebody that can protect me, because the man's nuts. He's absolute batshit nuts.
Well, I probably wouldn't have said anything either, just because, like you, you know, we're part of a podcast, and that would be very unprofessional on our part. But, you know, people like that just need to be... Excuse me.
They need to be shot. Just say it, Granny. They need to be shot or beat up or something, because you don't say that to a legend like Lawler. I mean, New Jack, the only legendary thing he's done, Granny, is shoot Vic Grimes off the scaffolding in ECW, beat up an already decrepit shoot wrestler named Gypsy Joe with a choir chair, the 1970s chairs that link together. He took the leg off that and started stabbing Gypsy Joe. And because somebody didn't do a proper spot, he brags about stabbing Vic Grimes. And I go, you ain't the guy I want to work with, man. Because if you're going to stab me, I'll stab you right back. I don't care. But if you sit there saying crap online, on social media, even if it, in his sick, twisted mind, I don't know what type of reaction he was trying to emit. But that's so dumb. To go on Twitter, you know where Jerry Lawler, you know, doesn't reside, but he's quite popular due to his reputation in the old territories in Memphis. Not just those folks. I mean, he's worked with Bobby the Brain Heenan, Jim Cornette, Vader, British Bulldog. He wrestles outside of WWE, so he can, you know, it's smart because he makes his own money. New Jack, the only reason that guy ever gets signed is because he... Granny is a hardcore wrestler, and what he did with the tag team was unacceptable. They ran their mouths about New Jack, so to teach them a lesson, he bladed them. And I don't think that's how you teach a lesson in pro wrestling, but New Jack thought it'd be the brightest thing to do, but it wasn't. And I'm not bashing on New Jack the entire show, but I just thought I'd bring that tidbit up because it bothered me, Granny, because Lawler, to me, and some people may disagree, oh, he's perverted, oh, he's this and that. That's his character on TV. That's completely different from Jerry Lawler outside of the ring.
Oh, I agree. Sorry, I got a little choked up. I've been having problems with my allergies the past week or so, and I tell you, and when it's hot out, I get that little annoying dry tickle in my throat, and then I get to coughing, and it's just, oh, it's horrible, so... I apologize. So,
No, you're fine. It's just without a, you know, touch a little bit with a Wrestling Revolver off subject book. I'll get back to the New Jack thing during my rant in 6 minutes here. But Sammy Callahan runs an event, Granny, that I really want to bring you to. It's called Tales from the Ring. Now, he's been running a lot lately, a faction with Jake and Dave Crist. It's kind of like the Bullet Club mixed with Sanity. So if you can picture a faction, I don't know, okay, I'm not quite sure if JT Davidson is a part of this group or not, but I'd have to dig and do my research. But Wrestling Revolver, Granny, holy crap, that show is very similar sized to WSC, but it was sometimes run out of a bar or a ballroom, like a bingo hall, kind of ECW style. And so Sammy basically... It shows has Zachary Wentz. It has Jacob Manning, the Man Scout, which is hilarious. Granny Love. He wrestled against Tommy Dreamer, and Tommy suplexed him on a tent, which was funny. And he kept saying, Jacob Manning, the Man Scout, at Wrestling Revolver, he always brings out a rule book, and the fans boo and boo. Because I didn't see anywhere in the rules that said I had to be in a hardcore match, and it's like, if only Granny Hulkster was here, she'd take that book and rip it up, and it'd be funny as hell.
Oh, I wish I could have been there. That would have been my type of – that would have been my type of thing, because I could have had fun with that person. Oh, let me ask him.
He brings out a rule book, Granny, and it's a gimmick, and he's a funny guy, like, he was in a ladder match, the last Tales from the Ring, and he was reading a book, and somehow he did a dive off of the turnbuckle onto the guys, and it was a great spot and all. And they're like, well, how can you notice? I go, well, dude, being a former worker, you don't know everything, but you kind of go into worker mode when you say things like, oh, that was a great spot. That was a great gimmick. And so,
I tell you, enjoy that character. Oh, I would have, because, see, I'm good friends with Tommy Dreamer. I've met Tommy Dreamer on several different occasions, too, and I love to watch Tommy Dreamer in action. So, yeah, that would have been cool for me to see.
It was funny. He had a hardcore match, and you know Tommy. He's from ECW, and he's cut his teeth in the business, but was a very nice guy. I've met him, and he said, Granny, the last Revolver event to me, he says, nice cane. I like your cane. The skull cane that I carry on, Granny's seen it, and Tommy saw it at Revolver and goes, I might use that sometime. You know, wrestlers just say things to make fans appease, but, you know, Dream is sincere. He's a really fun guy, and so I was hoping he would have, but I really would have marked out, but because Dreamer is one of my ECW favorites, not just the mainframe ECW folks, but... Anyways, Wrestling Revolver features a lot of stars. They've had Jack Swagger. They've had Chavo Guerrero. They've had Taya from Lucha Underground. They've had Pentagon Black. I mean, they've had some household names that you're familiar with. I mean, at one point, guys, Sammy Callahan had Justin Gabriel on his show from NXT. I believe, I don't know who's going to show up on Sammy's show because you never know, but JT Davidson, the Iron Manager, as I like to call him, just picture Sylvester Fox, not really, shorter, a little shorter, balder, and can deliver a spine buster that would make The Rock and Ron Simmons cry.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, this guy is an Iron Manager, Granny. He pounded the mat one time, and his forearms were all bruised up, and I says, holy crap. One of the many things they tell managers to have is presence. And boy, does JT Davidson have presence, let me tell you. The man, granted, you laughed at this. One thing is Mania to Midnight or whatever they have going on during WrestleMania weekend in Orlando. Well, JT stripped down to his underwear and did a front flip bump onto three tables, because he didn't want to get waylaid or beat the crap out of it. It was the funniest thing ever. It was so funny. He stripped to his underwear and flipped onto tables. I'll never forget it. That's what I say. Guys like JT Davidson are on Wrestling Revolver on occasion. Philip Stamper's on there on occasion. I call Phil the godfather, one of the godfathers of independent wrestling, aside from Danny Cage. Although Danny's got a mega deal with the Ring of Honor Dojo. If you want more information on that, you can go to, and I refer to this, you can go to monsterfactory.org. I refer to this quite a bit, folks. We're about a minute and a half from my madness, my rant. But not so much rants, Granny. We're going to discuss, like, where I want to go. But I don't have time, folks. I normally just go to the city for work. But I'm going to try and venture out to a lot of places in New York that I have not been. And that's surprising because I have time. It's because I really – it's kind of like a mini vacation. So in 10 – actually a minute and – I have more than 30 seconds. Wow, man. Thanks for the cue cards, Vinny. You freaking dope head, go away. My roommate, folks, ladies and gents, also the cue card guy for Wrestle Radio. Yeah, give a thumbs up. They can't see you, man. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, okay. I keep waving it in my face, dumbass. You smell like Funyuns. Get out. Shoot. Get out. Yeah, I know he's whispering. That's funny, Vinny. Get out. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the cue card guy for Wrestle Radio, who helps my blind ass see when I'm supposed to go, when I'm not supposed to go. He left it quite promptly on my desktop. Anyway, so Granny, I'm going to be discussing some my SummerSlam weekend, more a bit of Wrestling Revolver, and a combination of the Women's Revolution that is going on currently, and it's helping a lot. There's a lot of stories lately that I've been reading online that I like to share with you, not just about the Women's Revolution, but about Braun Strowman. So, in about 3 seconds, 2, 1, dig the madness. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. Ladies and giblets, here's what I'm going to tell you. Lately, you know, people been on their rocker about certain things in wrestling. I don't really care. If I wanted to cover an hour of negativity, I'm pretty sure that's not what fans want to hear. I don't know what you want to hear, so I just guess. I talk about everything and anything professional wrestling. That is my motto. So please, for you fucks messaging me about UFC on the Instagram, you can stop now, as I've easily blocked you. So for the people who have talked about professional wrestling, I thank you. It's Wrestle_Radio on Instagram. It's Wrestle_Radio on Twitter. It is WrestleRadio/Facebook.com. Please feel free to message Granny Hulkster or Lori Burt on her personal Facebook if you have any questions for her after the show. Call toll free 3943-3422. That is the guest line, folk. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, I say don't hesitate, because Granny and I would love to have you on, as long as you talk about wrestling and nothing CNN or political related. So, first, I would like to say, Granny, this is my first time going to a Raw and SmackDown Live after a pay-per-view, and usually those are the best. So, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say, I'm excited, because this is SummerSlam weekend, and I know most of you are like, oh, it's a trap, don't go watch SummerSlam. Well, folks, I spent over $600 on these tickets, and I wish I could have brought Granny with me or anybody else, but unfortunately, I was not able to sell the tickets. So aside from that little down news, I'm looking forward to it, because I get to see people, you know, outside for free again, this time at Cricket. There's more signings. There's usually more signings around the week of SummerSlam announced, so that people have an option. Like last year, Granny, there was the Usos, Natalya, Becky Lynch. I believe the Usos were at Coney Island last year. So that was easy. That's only 25-minute train ride from my house. Anyways, there's a lot of fun stuff, folks, that you don't – there's the inner workings. Like, JR had a he had an hour-long seminar, actually 2 hours long, and his special guest of honor, Granny's favorite, the walrus, Paul Heyman.
Yes, Mr. Paul Heyman, I tell you, I don't know, I think I'd kind of enjoy getting to meet him at some point in time, just to say that I have met him, you know. I'm not sure what I would say to him. I don't know,
well,
you know, I don't know what I would actually say to Paul Heyman if I ever had the opportunity to meet that man.
Granny, be nice, no scratching eyeballs now.
I am being nice. I'm just saying I don't know what I would honestly say. I would probably say it's a pleasure to meet you, you know. I'm not sure what else I would say to him, but, you know, I would be nice. You know, Granny can be nice. I can be nice, you know, when I need to be. I'm not mean. I'm not mean, although my son would disagree with that sometimes. He says I'm mean. He says I should be part of the villains, and he's got a new logo thing, you know, because I pick up shirts for Tim. He says, oh,
uh-huh.
Grant, he says, Mom, I've got a perfect idea. You can be working for the villains. And I'm like, no, I'm not working for the villains. Thank you very much.
Although, it's fun, folks, because Granny has, you know, it's funny. She's like a magnet for all the heels. You know, if they go over to her, I warn you, you know, I'm a heel. But it's the fun thing about interacting with fans is it's called if you know someone's going to get up and jawjack with you, or if you know that, hey, this person's hard, she's a pull. Like, seriously, folks, it's amazing. Like, if I were, like I said, if I were to have brought Granny Hulkster with me to Wrestling Revolver in Iowa, let me just say this right now. Jacob Manning, the Man Scout, would be like the perfect interaction between Granny and him, because Jake's a pretty nice dude. He's been working a long, long time. He helps out the booking with Sammy sometimes, not always. Like I said, I don't know the inner workings of Sammy's promotion, but in comparison, Granny, you know, Sammy, in my opinion, and he probably doesn't like this comparison, but his business is like, you know, any promoter, not just Tim or the promoters, you know, but I compare Sammy Callahan a lot to Triple H. The way that he runs his business, the way that he is able to draw so many people, it's unreal, Granny. Like, at the ballroom or the place behind this cleaning plant, Wrestling Revolver has about as many people as an NXT live show, which is a lot of money raked in. They also had a charity going on that night as well, so I was like, oh, Granny would love it. You know, it's charity related. They have a raffle, like all the indie shows. They do raffles. It's basically well-known names that, you know, they sell their merch at the table. Like Eli Drake, he's a very cool dude. And who else? Rich Swann was there. I know you know Rich Swann, Granny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rich Swann did they had a dance-off, which, you know, in wrestling, like, oh, it's wrestling, they can't dance. They had a big fat dude by the name of Larry, and I had never, Granny, in my lifespan as a wrestling fan, I've never heard fans chant the name Larry as if, you know, he was the president of the United States type chant. And it was funny. He did a little wiggle, and then he clotheslined the crap out of people. But it was still funny to see wrestlers line up and do a Soul Train dance. And Rich Swann did all night. Yeah, Rich Swann did all night long. And I was like, wow. He still can dance. But when I talked to Rich when they had downtime, it was after the show. This was at Revolver. I'm not going to divulge all of our conversation because that's just the professional code, but part of what he said was, you want someone who will dance, that Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, I know Granny has her – I know Granny has a dislike for Shinsuke, but
Well, now I used to like Shinsuke. I did. When he first came to the WWE, I thought he was pretty awesome. I liked Shinsuke. You know, lately that's kind of questionable, but you know, that's okay. I mean, you know, to each their own.
The thing about that he said, like, you want a person that entertains. Like, Shinsuke, Asuka, Granny, I met them last year at Barclays. Well, I met them at outside the hotel where some of them stay. Not all of the superstars stay at a certain place, which shall remain nameless. But I'm pretty sure it's funny how people are like, oh, I know where all the stars stay, so I'm going to camp outside and I'm going to get autographs. I never expected Shinsuke Nakamura to take selfies with all of the crowd. That was surprising to me because I never knew him to be so bubbly, like outside of the ring. I knew him to be bubbly during rehearsals and stuff. But, Granny, I'm telling you, those two, Asuka and Shinsuke, they're very social. And it's cool because during – and this ties into SummerSlam, folks – I talk about wanting to venture out and not just do wrestling things because you don't know who's going to pop up in New York because it's New York, man. This is the hotbed for a lot of professional wrestling, not just Ring of Honor, Monster Factory, House of Glory, not just the ECW Arena or CZW. When it hits SummerSlam weekend, I've done this 4 years in a row, folks. The podcast will be out on the stairs of Barclays again, probably asking questions. I hope to run into Attitude Era Podcast so I can give them the what for in a nice kind of way. And be like, hey, you two. Hey, you two scuzzballs. You nice people, you. You call the scuzzballs. Yeah, well, that's my way of saying hello. Anyways, I hope to see them because I would love to interact with them face-to-face because I had so much a good time. I thought of something, Granny. I messaged you earlier talking about doing something new with my show. And I thought, you know, what better way to announce this if they have time? Every once in a while, it's good to converge with people that love professional wrestling, discuss it, commiserate about it. So I thought, why not merge and talk every once in a while at a pay-per-view after a pay-per-view is done to have a big old group discussion like WWE has their panel, we have ours.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do like a live show
pretty
from
awesome.
Each one of our homes, yeah, it'd be pretty awesome because we could tell you what we liked, what we didn't like, what we predict will happen, what moves forward. So, folks, I propose I'm going to do a poll. And if it doesn't get much attention, then oh well. But I'm going to post a poll on the Wrestle Radio page to whether the Icon and Big Swing can divvy up or be awesome enough, which I know they are. I love those two. I love talking with those two guys. To every, you know, after every WWE pay-per-view, we're going to have a panel on Off the Rails Uncensored on an occasion, not every time, but to discuss the likeliness of the pay-per-view. And I think they'd go for it, man, because it, you know, I don't speak
for them.
Oh, I think
they would.
But
I think they would. Well, now, you know, of course, Big Swing is up in New York. Now, Icon, he is actually in Fargo, North Dakota. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Well, I kind of figured that when I saw a picture of him and Sylvester, which is funny.
Well, he does travel other places, but he actually lives in Fargo, North Dakota. But Big Swing is up in New York.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would love for those guys to do like a panel because then it would – like I said, Granny, I've actually been working on rough sketches of drawings of Big Swing and Icon because I'm an artist and I like drawing things. And I'm actually working on a cartoon version of Granny Hulkster, which she'd probably love to see.
Oh, I would love to see that. That would be awesome. That would be awesome to see.
Because, like I said, when you run a podcast, folks, You've got to be able, and I'm going to speak on this tomorrow's show. I'm not going to spend too much time discussing it since I have 16 minutes left. You have to have the wear around to market yourself, not just yourself, but the people around you. And part of it is, you know, I decided to venture into a new business idea because this is a business. You got to stay fresh. You cannot go stale. And including those two in a panel, because I already know that one of my favorite wrestlers is not one of his, and Kevin Owens. Yeah.
Oh, that will be very interesting, let me tell you. I can just picture this in my mind right now. My wheels are turning, and I can just picture the conversation that this could be turning into right now in my brain right now, B-Train. It will be phenomenal. I tell you, it will be very interesting.
Because folks, here, imagine this: a panel of four podcasters interviewing fans or wrestler and converging on who we can interview. Imagine, my personality is already explosive. Granny's, as you know, is a ticking time bomb, because only, you know, what you gonna do, folks, when Granny Hulkster runs wild all over the heels. But imagine placing all those explosive personalities in one fell swoop, because I thought about this all night, Granny. If I can get Big Swing, an Icon, and Granny Hulkster and myself on a show, about every WWE pay-per-view, we're like, oh, that's copyright. My friend goes, oh, that's copyright. I said, really? No, it's not. Because if we're combining the shows, then we have a link to where you can listen to us on iTunes, and I can make logos, folks. I can generate them. Then what this is an avenue into the world, and you can, for the wrestlers, oh, you guys are just a bunch of marks discussing wrestling. Well, I'm sorry, we're fanboys and fangirls of something we actually like, love, want some more of. And that is the avenue of professional wrestling. So after every WWE pay-per-view from henceforth, I propose that Granny Hulkster and good old B-Train combine forces with Icon and Swing, so that fans have a different outline or outlook of matches that we may be pleasantly surprised. We may all four agree. Maybe one of us may be the dark horse in an opinion about certain things, not just WWE, but around the world of professional wrestling, through which no other show has done this before. Not even, I'm sorry, I love this show to death as a heel, because they mark out, not for, well, said heels that not heard of, but Heel Marks Podcast is a show that's paid attention to by a lot of wrestling fans. Why? Because they discuss the inner workings of the business through their eyes. What I'm doing, folks, is discussing pay-per-views, wrestling, stars we like, we don't like. Random stuff goes through my head. And I'm pretty damn sure that when I go through SummerSlam and, what was it, Icon? Yeah, Icon goes through SummerSlam. We're going to have different variated opinions on what we liked and what we didn't like, what we thought could have improved. So, therefore, it's a business venture. You know, Danny Cage partnered with Ring of Honor. I'm partnering with a very damn good show. And I like their show because I've listened to it, Granny. So,
yes.
My thing is, if I combine the idea of a panel, and I'm not doing, because every show and their mother does live renditions of what they like, what they didn't like. No. Do you really want to see our mugs, folks, for an hour and a half, 2 hours? I ain't think so. So maybe I'll try the Facebook Live idea, see what you guys think, because I know what you – I have a crap ton of pictures of what I look like. I have a picture of what Granny Hulkster looks like. I even have a picture of Big Swing and Icon in their nice little promo pic they sent me. But what I'm getting at is, folks, is you have to market a brand new idea. And you know what? So what if someone takes it? Because I officially am going to copyright that show when we get started. So I have a lot on the plate, folks, not just SummerSlam. And I kind of threw you all for a curve, because that's what I do. It's what good old B-Train is known for. So The announcement today, as of today, after SummerSlam, I am linking minds with the Attitude Era Only podcast. What you gonna do?
That will be awesome.
I'm excited. Yeah, see, I'm excited because Granny introduced me to these guys. She goes, I have a group of guys that do a podcast too. Do you get, you know, want to have them on the show? Then after we had them on the show, I was like, huh, this guy doesn't like Kevin Owens, does he? I'm going to have fun with this.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that,
I can see where this is going to go.
Yeah, see, it's going to be fun-natured. It's not going to be, holy shit, I thought they were going to tear each other apart over air. I don't want it to get to that point because then, folks, it becomes not fun. So all in good fun, you know, they said, well, you've met so-and-so there, and I, vice versa. If you didn't listen to the last show, I said in response, man, you guys met this guy. You have these people on your show. And I was kind of surprised, you know, they had a playmate on their show, not really, but here's the thing, folks. You gotta, as a wrestling podcast, you gotta have people or you know that are a part of something that you don't agree with, and you gotta have exploding elements in which can make your show elevate. And about that, you know, thing where I wanted to talk to you about what I want to do at SummerSlam, I can do that more tomorrow, folks. I'm getting currently ready for work, but I'm going to tell you this right now. The reason why I decided to drop a major bombshell of an announcement and didn't put it in the description is because Granny knows, most of you know, I don't like giving away my secrets.
Very true.
I'm like Shawn Michaels when it comes to promoing about something that may shock you or may not. Now, I am not talking about losing my smile. I'm going after you or I'm going after you. No, that's the good old B trade. I mean, I can easily say who I like and who I don't like in this business, but then that makes me look very petty. So I thought to myself this morning, I need a new business venture. And how am I going to go about doing so? Well, I propose, you know, just an idea because I'm like, huh. Being on the show with these guys was like discussing the panel, you know, like with Booker T and Renee Young. So I was watching Granny. I was watching this morning at 10 a.m. a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, and I saw what went on, you know, the panel, if we have a guest, if they're going to be explosive, if they're not going to be explosive. I mean, it would make it so much easier for the four of us to delegate, you know, what questions to be asked or what we could discuss after a WWE pay-per-view like SummerSlam. See, yeah, I can tell you guys that I want to go to a bagel cereal shop, but that has nothing to do with professional wrestling. So, therefore, I hate to burst your bubbles, but I've been to four SummerSlams. This will be my fourth SummerSlam. I really don't want to spend time on my show talking about, oh, yeah, B-Train is going here, he's going there. I can show you that on fucking Facebook, man. That's easy. Block. I swear, Granny, these people on Instagram are making me laugh today. It's nice, you know, that I'm getting attention. But, I have Kurt Gannon's stuff that I partake in being a part of, and I love him. Kurt Gannon, you know, is my brother in wrestling. That is not in, you know. Like I told you all earlier, we're not blood related, but when you know a guy long enough in the business and you've been on the road with him and you don't know him, but you get to learn more about the individual, it becomes your brother. So if you want, you know, if I can tell you what I'm going to be doing all my Brooklynites in Brooklyn, I will definitely see most of you anyways at Kings Highway because I know it's most of you guys' vacation. Trust you me. Long story short, Granny, I'm really excited about this future partnership. I know they are not aware of it, but I'm going to finagle messages back and forth. Spread the word, folks. Wrestle Radio is partnering in a future partnership if they agree to it. I'm not saying it's for sure yet, but if they agree to do a temporary partnership with Wrestle Radio, because pay-per-views are fun to discuss with two people, but you know the saying, two's a crowd, but four is a fucking party.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier, and the more Kevin Owen jokes I can tell, I'm gonna be happy. Because that guy just, you know, dude, you made it so easy for me to be like, which ones do you like? Which one? I mean, Granny, it was so much fun. I mean, I cannot wait till after SummerSlam, because that gives those awesome dudes 2 weeks to be like, hey, maybe this might be a good idea. Because I'm not saying every week you're going to hear a discussion between four people. Then it gets oversaturated. Then you're taking away from the wrestling discussion itself. But if we do this as a panel, oh my, how much fun can we have? Because
we could have a lot of fun with this.
I love Granny for not retiring and being her regular self. Thank you for not doing that and giving B-Train and Icon and Swing a heart attack in the whole wrestling community, dearie.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you, because I tell you, I mean, Big Swing that night, I mean, that was, he says, before we get any further, he says, I've just got to ask one question to Granny. And I said, well, and I had no idea where he was going with this. And I said, okay, what's your question, Big Swing? And as soon as he started talking, I thought, oh, my God. And it's like, no, Big Swing, I'm not leaving. I told B-Train the same thing. I'm not going anywhere. I just wanted opinions. I mean, you know, because I was Lori Burt wrestling fan long before Granny Hulkster ever came into the picture. But, you know, so Granny is not going anywhere, and I know deep down inside I will always be Granny to everybody that knows me in the wrestling world, whether it be professional wrestling, independent wrestling, whatever. You know, I will always be Granny to my wrestling family, no matter whatever happens.
I'll, you know, say this, like, before I go into the SummerSlam match rundown, which is also a new thing that Granny and I doing out of spontaneity, folks, today on the show, just running shit on the fly. But I'll do it the last 3 minutes, knowing this bossy bitch command that says 90 seconds. Yeah, you know, here's the thing, folks. Granny Hulkster, amazing woman. I haven't known her for very long, but let me say this. She's a person that you can confide in if you have issues. If you're not feeling yourself, she's not going to care. But so long as you don't overstay your welcome and be a complete douche canoe to her, because she will, like I said, the example of that was Sean Smith, and we're not going to go into that too much. But if you overstay your welcome, meaning you say things that will piss her off and back her into a corner, watch out. So 30 seconds, folks. I will go over the matches at SummerSlam to see, you know, we're going to do a new segment called Yay or Nay. I'm depending on, like, who's going to be the victor. So, say one person, yay meaning they're going to win, nay meaning no, they're not. So, folks, ladies and gentle germs, the matches for SummerSlam as follows, with segment with, you know, yay or nay with Granny Hulkster and Brian Rails. So, first match, I'm going to put yay or nay. Carmella, yay or nay, Granny, winning her match against Charlotte and Becky.
Oh, my. That's a tough one.
I'm going to say yay for Carmella because I have a feeling Smellsworth is going to interfere.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that way too. Unfortunately, as much as I would love to say nay on that, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. Unfortunately, because I think Smellsworth is going to somehow find a way to interfere somehow, some way. I'm not sure how, but so unfortunately, yes, I'm gonna have to say nay, a yay on that one. As much as I hate to.
All right, folks, moving down the line. Let's see here. SummerSlam card. Just looking at the... Okay, that's not in one of YouTube video. My God. Jesus Christ, Vinny. Ah, okay. Yay or nay AJ Styles retains or doesn't retain Granny against Samoa Joe?
Does not retain?
Or yay or nay for AJ Styles? Do you think?
Oh, gosh, does not retain. I would have to say nay because, I mean, you know, Samoa Joe, he's tough, but so is AJ. And that's going to be a very interesting match, you know. I think he is going to I think AJ is going to keep his belt. So.
Now, Kevin Owens versus Braun Strowman. We're going to do yay or nay for Kevin Owens. Do you think Kevin Owens got something up your sleeve, Granny?
Yeah, I think he might, but I don't know if he's going to be able to beat Braun Strowman or not, but I think he's going to have something up his sleeve. I think he's got something in mind. I just don't know, haven't put my thumb on it yet, what he's planning on doing or trying to do, but.
All right, yay or nay for Seth Rollins, the Intercontinental title match.
I would have to say yay for Seth Rollins. I mean, I would like to see him. I would like to see him get the belt back.
All right, we're real quickly. This is going to be fun. Yay or nay for Ronda Rousey?
Oh, wow. I would like to see Ronda Rousey beat Alexa Bliss. So I would have to say yay for Ronda on that. I'll probably be wrong, but, you know, I'd like to see Ronda win.
I think we're both going to say yay for Roman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a definite, folks. Let's see, Samoa Joe, AJ. I think that's until they add the tag team championships, which they have a tournament. Granny, the Bar versus the New Day. I'm kind of hoping that I don't know what to think about Sheamus or Cesaro. I think they're a fun tag team to watch, but I'm gonna say I don't know, yay or nay for God, man, that's a tough one. I'm gonna say yay for the Bar because they're pulling a lot crowd wise. Reaction.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they are.
I would say the Bar goes one. You know, they're probably gonna have the kickoff show. The Bar versus Granny. I hate to say this, but now SmackDown Live a little bit turned into a clusterfuck because tag team wise, they got the tag team as well. But they're gonna probably have two tag team matches. The B team versus Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. And also the tag team championships on the line, folks, the Bludgeons versus the winner of the New Day or the Bar. So Brooklyn's going to be stacked, packed, NXT. You had a fatal four-way to determine the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship with Shayna Baszler, Tommaso Ciampa versus his former friend, Johnny Gargano versus Aleister Black in a triple threat. I'm not, like I said, NXT is kind of, I mean, it's a pendulum. You have Velveteen Dream and Ricochet feuding with one another. You've got Undisputed Era. They are, Granny, if you picture a younger NWO or a younger clique, that's Undisputed Era. It's with guys like Adam Cole, whatchamacallit, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and Bobby Fish. So, folks, if you haven't already done so, you can try. NXT is already sold out at Barclays. Go to StubHub for your SummerSlam tickets, which is selling out quick. Go to TickPick, Metro Seats, Vivid Seats, any seats to get your local WWE or wrestling events. Go to Eventbrite. For any Ring of Honor local show, Shikara, Eventbrite, or they have a website link directly for Wrestling Revolver, go to Revolver.com. I am officially signing out, folks. Oh, by the way, this is a message to Big Swing and Icon. They say two's a party, but four's a fucking show. So, you two, I would not mind commiserating after every single pay-per-view because there's only a few a year. They put a panel, we put a panel together, me, Granny, you, Icon, and Big Swing. I mean, Granny, it's been lovely, but if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, that I got three choice words for you all, forget about it. And what you going to do when Granny Hulkster runs wild and crazy all over you? Thank you, Granny.
You're welcome. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Granny. Toodles, bitches. I got to go.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.